Is this thing on?
Well, 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 happy Turkey Day to my tryptophan-induced US friends from across the globe. We are here for you. Oh, yeah. Yeah,
it
wherever.
Could be indigenous people, we're standing on stolen land day.
Yeah, whatever. However you choose to commemorate the day, we hope you've had a lovely one. Welcome to UCR Live, my name.
And we all gave thanks.
There we go. And smallpox. But that's okay. That's all good. It's all good. Welcome to UCR Live. We are here this week. We have an evenly distributed national show today. So it's nice. We're evenly distributed. Christina, we haven't seen you for a hot minute, my dear. How have you been?
I've been good. Tired, but good. You know, I'm hanging in. It was a good turkey day. I ate a lot of turkey.
Did you do all the cooking?
I made potatoes and I made a pecan pie. So I made mashed potatoes and pecan pie.
Oh.
And you know, everybody worries about the mashed potatoes.
I need to know, what is your secret to mashed potatoes? Come on, you got to share.
Well, when you're boiling the potatoes, I add garlic to the water. So I put garlic in with the potatoes as they're boiling so that they get the flavor. And then when you're draining it, you know, the water out, the garlic will fall out, or you could just pick it out. Or mash it in, you know, you can make it garlicky, but the kids were going to eat it, so I didn't want it too potent. So I took the cloves out. So whatever.
Nah.
But still delicious. Very good. And then you cover it with cheese and breadcrumbs and let it all crisp up. And
sounds delicious.
It was amazing. I know. I have leftovers.
Just lunchtime here, so yeah, you're talking to the right crowd. How are you today, Brooke?
Oh, I'm good. I'm good. You know, just being me.
Looks lovely and warm there. You're wearing short sleeves.
Yeah, I love the red too.
Nice. Thanks.
It's broaching summertime here. It's flirting with us.
It's really warm, and then it's not, and then it's warm. So, you know, I'm kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm about
Summer's
it.
Feeling a bit flirty. Summer's feeling a bit flirty. She's not ready to commit. She's just like, maybe, I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm not sure.
But that's fine. It's okay.
That's annoying, though, because you're like, I want to, like, just chuck the kind of wintry clothes away and then...
Yeah.
No, you can't do that.
You want to wear cute summer stuff, but then you're like, oh, I have to bring a jacket just in case, and then, it's okay.
That was a good thing about coming home from you guys, right? Because once we left New York, all that stuff didn't come out again.
Yeah.
I had so much, like, I was like, oh, there's a whole section of my packing that I don't have to touch again.
I posted my, like, my jumpers in that home. It's still not back.
Oh, dear. That's a worry.
Oh, no, I've got tracking. I know where they are. But
where are they?
Back.
Oh, my goodness.
Anywho.
Somewhere in the stratosphere they're floating about, I'm
are
sure.
Are they in the sea? Are they shipped on a ship?
They usually chuck them on a plane to bring them here easier, quicker. Yeah. How about you, V? How's Turkey Day been?
Turkey Day? I'm pretty exhausted, man. I'm tired. Work was a bitch this week because, you know, you got to cram 5 days of work into three, and I had an out-of-town guest on Tuesday night, so I had to clean for him, and then I had to cook today, and I'm just tired, and, you know, the turkey tryptophan's kicking in, but I'm here.
You are here. I'm very impressed that you guys have rallied.
Today was kind of warm, actually. It was probably warmer than the last day you guys were here.
Yeah, it was
almost
beautiful.
70, yeah.
Well, it was like 50 Friendly by me, but...
Oh, sorry.
Sorry.
I left the house and went back. run down to Wegmans to get some heavy cream.
I miss Waggies.
We miss Wegmans. Don't talk about Wegmans.
I threw on my winter coat. I walked out. I'm like, this might be a little heavy.
I have overcommitted to this. That's good. But look, guys, it's literally a month till the big day, till Santa drops his sack.
Yeah.
That's coming.
That big fat sack.
It's coming like a virgin on prom night. Very, very quickly.
I wish it had a dollar sign on it.
I know. It's just like, have we started the process yet? Have you shopped or anything? Yeah, and of course you are.
I have three gifts left to buy.
When is that extra money?
To shop.
Yeah.
I started early back when I was poor and I worked for nothing. So I figured if I bought one gift a week or one gift a paycheck, I could stretch it out over 10 weeks. So I always start early.
Well, don't even talk to me, right? When my dad was alive, if you didn't tell him what you wanted by June, it was too late. He was a notorious early shopper. You would go to his house and look in the cupboard at the wrong time. You're like, okay, or under the bed. You're like, okay, that's what it is this year. You got to start dropping those hints early and be like, yo, this is what we need, because he was always, yeah. Always, if you're not by June, and would have the table set for Christmas dinner like 3 days early. He's like, boom. Yeah. He was a very organized man. That's why I get twitchy when people are unorganized. I'm like, I can't deal with it. Stresses me out.
I'm not quite that organized. I've never started in June.
But that's called generational trauma, right? Isn't it? Everything's fine. I just can't. Yeah, I think that's where that comes from. I have a big problem with people wasting my time and not being organized. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it, Jamie. I don't like it. But what's the big thing? You know how like every year there's the big thing that kids want, or that's like the hot property. Like the PS5 was last year. Right. Although some people are still trying to get a PS5.
There's a couple of new games out that my nephew wants.
What's the thing this year? There's no big black. Remember back in the day there used to be a toy of the year? Like the toy?
My kids are getting nothing. My kids are not your average kids, though. So I don't know. Like, you know, they want Pokemon everything. And like, Jaden, like Mr. 13 has just been invited to join the second paranormal team I work on, which is quite exciting. And he's asked me to buy him like a K2 and a recorder. And I'm like, oh shit, I can do that. That's easy. Like, things like that.
Can't you just wrap one you got at home?
BVPs?
Steve, let him think it's new.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
I'm like, wow, mate.
No, same.
but like my kids, they're dual household children, yeah. So we don't buy a lot in our household because we know that the other households try to compete. So we don't need to buy all of the crap. Yeah. They do that for us.
But that's the thing with a lot of kids these days. They've already got everything.
Are your kids still in the Santa age? Do you still have to write from Santa, do Santa gifts?
Well, see, I'm in a really unique position where Jaden, no. Mr. 13, not so much. He only figured it out start of the year. He took me aside. He went, Mum. Well, he didn't take me aside. He said it in front of the other kids. He's like, Mum, find it weird that Santa bought me a Nintendo Switch and Dad's family bought the games. Can you play that?
Oh, my God.
I'm like, mate, in a minute. We'll have a chat in it.
Yeah. Right.
But then, you know, Mr. 11, who is you know, very young due to his superpowers.
Yes.
Will pretty much always believe, and I love that. I love that. His best friend Tim, who was a teddy bear, has actually written a stand list in suspiciously like Matthew's handwriting. I guess from Santa to Tim. But because I've got an age gap of, you know, 8 to 13, it's that sliding scale, and he knows not to tell the younger ones just yet, and let's keep it alive for as long as possible, you know.
Well, we're not really sure when my niece and nephew stop believing, but we do know that Nancy told Matthias, don't tell him you know, because then you'll get socks and underwear.
You know, the biggest thing for me in the discussion with Jaden, I know this is not our topic just now, but he actually looked at me and got real emotional and went, like, you know, I love you for all of the things that Santa has bought me over the years. And I'm just like, that sat really well with me, because he was like, it made it special. So, you know, and this year he wants to help me shop for the kids Santa presents.
Oh, that's great.
And I was like, see? No, but that's cute.
They have that thing with, like, once the kids find out that Santa isn't real, that, you know, they become the Santa. That's what like the parents say, like, well, now that you know the true magic, you actually now have Santa's powers. So that's cool that he wants to, like,
them shop. Oh, I love that. That's
and he's adorable. Such a cute big brother. Like, we'll walk through the shop and he'll be like, oh, Ollie, maybe you should put that on your list for Santa. And, it's so cute. So cute.
Yeah.
Very nice. All right, we're feeling festive. Are we ready to dive in to this week's
hot load of hot topics?
Well, we might as well stay on the Santa theme to begin with, because, you know, we're talking about Christmas. There's been some upsetting news this week. Mariah is not the queen of Christmas.
Boo-hoo.
Oh, I would have loved to have been in the room when somebody told her that news. Like, hey, by the way, Mariah, you aren't the queen of Christmas. I would have, heads would have rolled, I think.
It's still a brilliant song. You know,
of course.
Song. She's got a whole empire based on it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Empire based on Christmas. Did you see that she's been accused of lip syncing at the Macy's parade?
Everybody
lip syncs at Macy's.
Anybody sing live. Like, they don't let anybody sing live. And, oh my God, it drives me nuts. But
I think that if someone deserves a break, it's Mariah. I mean, come on. Yeah. She's been schlocking that song out for 20 years. Like,
Bit of pre-record.
But even the Broadway cast who do the dance numbers in front of Macy's,
they're off
pre-recorded. They're not singing
live. Leah Michelle was pre-recorded. She was
everyone was pre-recorded. Every single year.
You can't really sing in the cold. And it can get freaking cold in New York.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But shout out to the Bluey balloon in the parade.
Right?
Yeah, Bluey.
I love that. He was like, hey, big green lady. Like, that was so cute. And it took them 215 gallons of paint to cover blue. Which is so
a lot.
Do you go into Elizabeth town for it? Christina, do you go into town for it?
No.
Look at that.
There's an idiot. Too many people and I can't. I'm told not to go into the city right now. So safety.
That's like going into Times Square on bloody New Year's Eve. Why would
you do that? Yeah, no, you would not do that.
Why?
Why a diaper. It's too much.
I have this horrible commitment to my own anonymity that I don't think anything bad is ever going to happen to me. I'm just like, that's not going to happen to me.
My anxiety won't let that happen.
So Mariah had. Sorry, V. Finish it up.
Trauma situation. I never really got the anxiety.
So Mariah has been challenged for the moniker Queen of Christmas by Elizabeth Chan, who is described as the only full-time Christmas singer-songwriter and is so dedicated to Christmas that her daughter's name is Noelle.
I would like to see them fight to the death over the title.
I know, like a stand-off.
Like sharpened candy canes.
Kind Christmas of Hunger Games.
At each other and shit. I think it'd be brilliant.
Next time we're in the same country, we're going to have a candy cane war.
Like a joust. Yeah. A jousting on flames. Oh my god. Yeah.
I'm gonna sharpen that candy cane like it's a prison shank.
Yes.
That's it.
Oh, turn that bitch into sushi.
Win against Chris.
So even though Mariah is synonymous with the season, she's been accused of shunning the name in recent years. I mean, why would you? It's making you so much money. But her company Lotion LLC applied for the patent of the phrase, along with Princess of Christmas, QOC, and a couple of others, for use on a range of products, from anything from skincare to dog leashes. Mariah was going to monetize the shit out of it by the sounds of it.
It's the only thing keeping her relevant.
She's been shut down.
The only thing keeping her relevant is that freaking song.
But even if you come out once a year and go, hey, here, it's time, I'm like, okay, it's time.
And she did. She made a TikTok like that.
Yeah.
It's time. It's like, God, all right, Mariah, she's here.
She knows what she's good at.
She knows what she's doing. Someone else who knew exactly what they were doing is in the news this week.
Piece
of shit.
Alex Jones. Huge surprise.
Piece of shit.
It's been discovered that he's been, what should we be saying? Taking his money on holidays. He is due to do massive, massive payouts to the Sandy Hook families, rightfully so. But, you know, he's trying to get out of his commitment by shuffling the money around into separate areas.
He just doesn't want to be poor.
Yeah, his company, Free Speech Systems, has been making some strange, I guess, promissory notes and stuff to the tune of $55 million.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, Alex Jones's personal trainer also has a pay rise recently of $100,000 a week.
Personal trainer?
No.
He has a personal trainer that he hasn't used in 17 years. That's what the comments on this article are. That's what the comments are like. This thing has a personal trainer. I was like, oh,
has anyone checked his asshole for money? Like, I just
what?
He is an asshole, but you know,
he's an asshole. He's the biggest. I said, asshole.
Has anyone check up the?
Look, I don't know about you, but I don't want to go anywhere near that asshole. Just put it out there, Amy.
So just to give you an idea of the amount of money we're talking about that he is due to pay, the Sandy Hook families were awarded nearly $1.5 billion. This is also including a $45.2 million Texas case and a $965 million Connecticut case 2 months later. The judge in the Connecticut case ordered Jones to pay an additional $473 million in punitive damages, including $323 for legal fees.
Yeah. All of those Sandy families had to pay a lawyer to sue his ass. That's a very American tradition that in civil cases the loser pays the legal fees.
Yeah. But the sheer amount of it is just like He'll never pay that, right? Though, like, isn't that
he will never pay all of that, but he should pay most of that. I mean, he has assets in the billions. He has made a shit ton of money off of pretending that this was a hoax and that this family's terror wasn't real.
My hope would be that the families get their money first and then the lawyers wait in line. You know what I mean?
They'll get it from somebody.
That's not necessarily what's going to happen.
That no amount of money will ever recompense these families for the loss of their
children. Of course not, but they deserve what they were decided, you know, what was decided was owed to them. They deserve it. I want to see them get it because, you know, they've been through the most horrible thing that you can imagine, and they deserve something. And I wish we didn't have to talk about it, but this week.
Oh, man, this is a heartbreaker.
This one's sad. No, they're not massive in numbers. Any kind of mass shooting is a horrible, horrible thing to go through. Club Q in Colorado was the latest. Well, who knows? I haven't checked the news today. So,
this was the latest attack on the LGBTQ.
Yes, this is the LGBTQ.
Gun America. It was not the latest mass shooting.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Sadly, I don't even know where to begin with this one. It's just like,
it's embarrassing. That's where you can start.
You think we've made all these strides. All these strides forward, and then someone walks into a gay bar and shoots people dancing.
Well, though, we have made these strides. We can't take away from these strides. People of color, you know, gays, all of these disenfranchised groups have made strides. And that's part of the reason the violence has escalated, is because we've passed legislation where people can marry. We've passed legislation where it keeps it at least in lip service, it's illegal to discriminate against people before their skin color or the language they speak or the religion they practice. Now, when we did all this, when we made all this progress, we riled a hornet's nest full of fragile white men who have spent 200 years creating their own safe space, and now they are crying out loud how they don't want to coddle us. But the rhetoric is the part that's scary, is like they've escalated it to this point.
Yeah.
That any group, any marginalized group is at risk.
I did watch a TikTok that's been saying that these people have basically been weaponized because they're scared. They're scared of trans people and gay people. And I'm like, I don't get it. I don't get it.
The thing that's really
life's hard enough.
The thing that's really remarkable is that the people selling them these lies have their attention so deeply ingrained that they'll believe anything. We just had a very contentious election here in
Lauren Boebert.
Yes.
Did you say my thoughts and prayers are with the family? They don't want your thoughts and prayers. It's your fault, bitch. Nobody wants your
thoughts and prayers.
Nobody wants your thoughts and prayers when you weaponize these less than intelligent people, these scared people that you've terrified into like thinking that they need to pick up weapons and walk into a bar where no one's hurting anyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, speaking of people being hurt, and this does not take away from the victims or anything, did you see the amount of damage that they did on
the shooter?
On the shooter.
We're going to talk about that in a second.
Oh, sorry.
That's all good. We're going to talk about it in a second because it's the brightening, it's the shite, the brightening. Shining bright part.
They don't believe that the ministers and the rabbis are not rabbis, but the ministers and the clergy are worse pedophiles than any trans person in the country. There's no incident where a trans person is accosting a child, but there are hundreds and hundreds of incidents where clergy are accosting children.
It's,
you know, but they are willing, they've been taught and to listen to certain people, and no amount of evidence can convince them differently. That's the part that's so scary, is they hear what these groomers, these Christian evangelical groomers, are telling them over all the facts. That's the part that freaks me out.
Yeah. But as I said, there is a shining light in there that this shooter was stopped and well and truly stopped by an ex-serviceman and a drag queen.
No, I'm like, yeah. Trans woman.
I didn't hear what happened.
Oh, sorry. I thought it was a drag queen. A trans woman. She's a even trans better. Woman. Even trans better.
Woman. Even better.
Even better. Actually,
yep.
Stomp the fuck out of this dude in her stilettos.
One of the people that were killed was the vet's daughter's boyfriend. Mm. He was one of the people that was killed by the shooter.
Yeah.
It's sad stuff. Ridiculous. But
yeah.
Justice comes in the form of a stiletto. I love it.
Yes. Yeah, and, no, that you could see the heel in every bruise.
Oh, you could see it. It's like, that dude is like Play-Doh.
He deserves it. Yeah.
He deserves every stomp.
You need to look it up, Christina. His mugshots are amazing. They're incredible.
Brother is messed up, but he's been charged with a hate crime. So awesome.
Yeah,
and then he should get first degree murder for each and every one of those.
Yeah.
And it was assault with a deadly weapon and intent to kill for all of the other people.
Yeah, intent. Yeah.
You should never see the light of day again.
Yeah.
And hopefully he fucks with the wrong person in prison. And
that will, yeah. Because that will never go away for some people, you know. That's
never.
You know. Ever. That will never go away for their families and the people that were there.
War vet who stopped him, essentially stopped him, has PTSD.
Of course.
You know?
Okay. While we're talking heavy stuff, we will talk about this. We've had a lot of conversations behind the scenes about it, but we are going to talk about it. This week, we have lost a friend of the show and someone that a lot of people that are fans of Uncensored Radio throughout the years. No, Jason David Frank, Tommy Oliver from Mighty Morphin Power Rangers fame has sadly passed away this week at age 49. We sat on this story for a very, very long time because it took a long time for it to become official, but it sadly did. So I was hoping that someone that had that Jeff or someone would be on, but no matter how old somebody is, this is always a tragedy. Yeah. Like you can't really sugarcoat it.
Especially when they're less than 50. That is unexpected. You don't expect 40-year-olds to die. You know?
Yeah. And I think I've been watching social media a lot, and a lot of people are feeling this because it's a millennial thing. This is a show that a lot of us grew up with, and he was a hero, but he wasn't just a hero. He was the hero's hero. He was the dude. And someone that was consistent with not only that franchise, but with the fan base as well. I've read some amazing stories about his interaction and his dedication to the fans. His co-stars have all come forward with their own thoughts and all that kind of stuff. There's been some really lovely stuff said. So we are feeling the same way as the fan base. I really wanted to make sure that, especially at this time of year, if you do need to talk to somebody or if you are having a rough time or anything like that, please make sure that you reach out and speak to someone. We've got the US number down there and the Australian number there too. So US is 988, Australia is 131114. Suicide is never fun. There's no bright side to suicide. There's no happy spin we can really put on it. So just, make sure you're checking on the people that you care about and, you never know what someone else is going through, I guess, depending. They can, you can be a superhero and and not know what's going on. So rest in peace, JDF. We've got some happier memories of him that we're going to share throughout the next couple of weeks. So we found some stuff from the vault. So if you are a Power Rangers fan, we're going to celebrate JDF the way he deserves to be celebrated. We'll show you guys some happier times. There is another superhero who got some not great news this week. So Chris Hemsworth has a new show, TV show called Limitless, where he is examining the limits of the human body and what the human body can do. Now, in this, he had a genetic, breakdown, blood test upon blood test upon blood test to figure out, his limits. And it's been discovered that he has, now Vera's probably going to school me on this, he possesses two copies of the APOE4 gene, which makes him, both his parents have it, which makes him have a greater susceptibility to developing Alzheimer's 8 to 10 times more than the regular person this dude has.
Well, it also have his parents actually, been diagnosed, because that speaks to it too. That genetic component, your genes are going to play out in a similar way than your parents have, So, but yes, it's devastating news, especially to someone who's living the ideal physical health.
He's a superhero. Yeah, do you know what I mean? He's one of the healthiest dudes on the planet. He's Thor, for God's sakes. And something like that can touch you. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the scary thing. It's a very, very scary.
So this is like real life then? I thought you were talking like in the show.
No, this is like a documentary TV show.
Yeah. Oh, crap.
This is a documentary TV show. So yeah. He said that the fact that he will forget his children and his wife and the life that he has created for himself is the saddest thing. Obviously he's taking a little bit of time out now to spend some time with his family and deal with it. Now it is important to mention that it's a chance of developing.
Yes.
It's a big chance, but it is a chance.
His chance is increased. Yes. But I would be less worried if his parents were already showing symptoms.
Right, yeah.
Right.
As someone who has this kind of stuff in their family, it's something that's always in the background, and you think about it, and you go, "Oh, okay, my genetic makeup is not great either." So,
well, I'm just like, "Oh God, a couple of hereditary cancers in our family."
Same. So it's kind of like this. This little reminder in the background. I think it's always good to have a reminder that, live your life while you got your life. As shitty as we all complain it is, any day living is better than, lying in a hospital bed and saying goodbye to the people and the things that you love. So of course our thoughts with Chris Hemsworth as well, because that's some shitty news to get.
Yeah.
So we should move up. There is a little bit more shitty news, especially for someone on the panel. Sorry, Christina. Ellen Pompeo has decided to check out of Grey's Anatomy after 19 seasons. Jiminy Cricket.
Wow, it's a long time.
Now, I was hoping that someone on the panel is a fan, and look, we have one. So can you speak to us about it.
Yeah, I get it. Like, okay, so she's been pushing for like a more inclusive cast, and she said that she's run her course. It's time for her to do different things, and she is going to be working on a new project. I don't know what that is, but she said, like, will the show survive without her? And I mean, she is a huge part of everything. She is the hub of the entire show. And like, I get in the past season that they have been trying to work away from her and focus on Miranda and Richard and all these other side stories. And now Jackson's coming back into the picture, and I get it. Like, And she's on her way to Boston to go cure Alzheimer's. And, you know, and
work because, with Thor.
And her daughter all, as well as, you know, having some anxiety issues and the school that she's going to be sending her to because her oldest daughter is extremely bright, which they found out. So now she has to go to a special school and this is where she feels most comfortable. So she's doing this for her kid.
Is it Derek's child?
This is the child that they adopted, that her and Derek adopted. Zola is her name.
Yeah.
So again, I get how they're moving her out. I just don't like it. Like, I'm gonna miss her too much. It's just she's.
Do you think
huge...
they should just?
Do you think they should just end the show? They should. Right? Yeah. I mean, it's been so long.
Well, she and... is gray. She's married. Right. Gray.
She's gray. Gray. Like, and if there's no gray, or how is Grey's Anatomy? Exactly. Yeah. But again, it's
what,
just.
Is it gonna be just anatomy?
No, I think think maybe you should do like a few pop-ins.
End the show and just rebrand it. Like rebrand it into the name of the hospital or something. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean the hospital is actually called Grace Sloan. So I mean you really can't do anything like that. It still has her name on it, but
yeah.
It's just again, I get where they're going with it, but should they just end it with this? They should. Like she should have just seen out this whole entire season because she's actually ending in February and the season doesn't end in February. So she's only showing up for one more episode of this season and it's just like and Miranda's like gone and trying to come back and again, it's just like
it's hard.
She has given her whole life to this show.
Oh,
19 years is a long ass time to do
and
the same show.
She has been very financially rewarded too, though. So.
She has, of course.
Yeah. And she's advocated for actually being paid the same as the men on the show.
Yeah,
as well.
Exactly. Like, she's done great things for women in TV. Yeah, she's done great things for women in TV.
Oh yeah, and again,
but it's hard when the stars want to go. You know what I mean? Like, we saw it with Buffy. We see it with all these shows that have a central focal character. When that star wants out, even though the show is still popular, you run the risk of running it into the ground. Happen? You know what I mean?
How many leads have left Grey's Anatomy? Just like
killed off so many fucking people. I emotionally. I am fucking tapped with this fucking show. Like, I am going to be a goddamn mess.
Season 4, and they had killed a shit ton of people in the first 4.
When I was younger, the last episode I watched was when fucking Denny died. And I was like, I am not doing this to myself.
Right? And then it was a hard one. Yeah.
I started it up again. I was like, okay, I got to restart everything.
I always make the joke. Oh, sorry. Continue. Like, yep.
Shonda Rhimes is so fucking talented. And I don't want her to give up, but it's time. Like, I feel like you have to, girl. You got Station
Something
19
new.
Still. Station 19 is killing it. Just
Bridgertons.
Enough, you know?
I'm all about the Bridgertons. Meantime,
I don't even know
Bridgertons.
What else she does. I just know my Grace. And again, I love that woman because she's an amazing writer.
How to Get Away with Murder was a Shondaland show, wasn't it?
I think it might have been. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, because they crossed over with Scandal, and that's a Shondaland show, right? Yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh my god, Christina, watch that show.
You're on
an emotional roller coaster. God, watch Back at Murder. Oh. I can't. It's just. I always make the joke that I liked Grey's Anatomy when I saw it the first time, and it was called ER. But no, see, I had to check out of ER as well when they killed Dr. Green, I was
ER
out.
Too.
I was like, I gotta go. I can't watch this shit.
Yeah,
I didn't
so
watch.
Much.
You know,
ER. I love ER.
I tried to actually rewatch ER because it is on Netflix.
Yeah,
I couldn't get into it.
It's very 90s. It's very of the time. I think. I think it's very
it
of that era. That's because I watched. Yeah.
What if I watched the other night and I looked at my sister and I thought, who the hell knew that would be dated? Oh, it was the Gilmore Girls.
Oh, I'm watching that right now.
Gilmore Girls, Gilmore the Merrier. And
I'm watching that. Through.
Yeah. Who's, you know, I never realized how dated this could be, you know?
Yeah.
It happens. But, you know, sometimes dated things are good, especially when it's a comeback.
Oh,
yeah. Catherine O'Hara, ladies and gentlemen. Her. Who doesn't love Catherine? But yeah, big rumors this week that she is signed on the dotted line for Beetlejuice 2.
Winning.
It's happening. Apparently, we're committing to it.
Talked about doing it, and it hasn't come through.
Well, I read an article saying that we are waiting for two main stars to finish their commitments, because Winona is just starting to film the final season of Stranger Things, and Michael Keaton has some DC related
things
commitments because Batman is back. But if they are getting Catherine, that's a good sign, right?
It's a great sign.
Gina Davis apparently has already signed on the dotted line as well. So that's just Alec Baldwin, really, that they need to get back in some. Let's see if they touch Alec. You know what I mean? Let's see if they touch Alec. But
he's got like 30 children, doesn't he?
he won't stop. He's not as bad as Nick Cannon, but that's some scary stuff. Like, stop having children. Or, you know,
we do know what causes that now.
We do. Hey, Safet. So one person that does not have this problem is Seth Rogen.
Lucky bastard.
Now, I really enjoyed this article. I was like, okay, because there are so many times that people get told that if you don't have kids, your life is not full. Your life is not full. How can you experience joy and da da da?
Yeah, you're not Seth coupled his... up. How can you experience exactly. joy? And you haven't reproduced. How can you experience joy? Your life must be empty and hollow. And
yeah,
no, good on team. No kids. Yay, Seth.
This is the quote. He says, I wouldn't be able to do all this stuff, all this work that I like. People are always like, it's something I was always uncomfortable answering this before, but they were like, how do you do so much? And the answer is I don't have kids. I have nothing else to do. You can't be narcissistic. You have to give yourself over to parenting, and they've got to become your priority. Yeah, like, and I don't want that. That does not sound fun to me. And why? There's enough kids out there. And everyone's like, well, maybe it's just him. But apparently his wife wants kids even less than he does. I could probably be talked into it. And she's like, no. So I think that's a very, even in this day and age, that's a very divisive statement to make, because people, I'm sure you've had it, Vera. I've had it. Like that. Oh, how could you live your life without having children?
Don't you? Because
I can sleep in till 12 PM if I want it.
I can too.
Lucky,
you know. That's how I can go on a holiday if I want to. That's how I can do it. We've had this conversation on the show before, that just because I have not and Vera has not genetically reproduce does not mean we are not involved in children's lives, and that you know, we have not had an effect in raising children.
Right.
Exactly. Like, it's just such a small-minded thing to do, especially when you think of the people that physically can't have kids. It's like, just, you think in this day and age, you just mind your fucking business. People go through so much heartbreak trying to have kids.
Yeah.
It's just like, mind your business, dude. Like,
I was going to say, I think that the choice to not have children should be everybody's choice. Like, I am a mum. I am a mum of four with a blended family, and I adore my children like nothing else. But I never really wanted to have children when I was, like, you know, in my early 20s. And I adored my nieces and nephews. But if you don't want to have children, what right does anybody have to fucking judge that? I know that when Chris and I got married, we got a lot of questions about, are you two going to have a baby together? And I was like, I would rather stick pins in my fucking eyes than have a baby. All right? Like, and don't get me wrong, I'm all for it. But I am happy with the ages of my children now.
Having a kid, like, makes an obligation? Or, like, what is that, the final stamp of approval that you've had? Your relationship will last because you're having a baby. Yeah. We know that's from how it works.
My relationship will last because he gives great dick, not because we
That's it. I'm sure even, than their kid.
But, you know... But this is the thing. Even if a relationship doesn't last, again, that's nobody's business either.
Exactly. Like,
and kids or no kids are no guarantee of success.
Exactly.
Sometimes love changes. There's a
divorced one down here.
You know?
My sister's divorced. It's just...
We are in 2022. We have an overpopulated world as it is.
Right.
Why you want to... I would not feel confident or happy bringing a child into this world knowing the way that I live my life now, that I couldn't give them a stable, happy, and healthy environment to grow up
in. There was a time in my life when I was seriously contemplating single adoption.
Yeah. I had a thought
contemplating it
early.
Of course, in this country, it's exorbitant and the cost was prohibitive. But since it never came to be, I don't have any regrets. You know, yeah. I can sleep till noon if I want to. All of my money is mine. You know,
it's all my space is mine.
Hmm? Yeah, really. You take my daughter.
I'll send you one of mine,
Vera. Okay. Go say naughty Vera's.
But your kids are old enough to get up and give themselves cereal on Saturday when you want to sleep in.
I can't wait for that day.
You got a little while to wait, baby.
While we're on that, huge parenting win right now. Everyone knows Matthew has superpowers. He can now put himself in and out of the shower all on his own. No help required.
Oh, so, no. Look,
good on him. But
Wins all around. Look, wins for, I think, everyone who looks at this relationship. Oh, surprise, surprise. Olivia Wilde and Harry Styles are no longer together after the promo for Don't Worry Darling's done and his American tour is wrapping up. There's something about her that gives me the shifts. I don't know. She's
creepy.
She's shifty. She's a shifty girl. After everything she did to Florence Pugh, I'm like, you're not a girl's girl.
Sorry. I think Harry belongs with Louis. I'm sorry.
I know. Harry, oh my God. If that ever happens to be true, I will weep. I'll be like, oh my God. Are you like, oh, look at these two. We're the, like, Vera and I are the ones that shouldn't know about it, and we're from like, Larry Stan.
That's the kid from Wonder Egg.
You've never heard of Larry Stylinson? You've never heard of the Larry Stylinson? All right. So there's been a rumor for as long as One Direction have been around that Louis Tomlinson and Harry are secretly together, but they've never been able to. And mate, if you get on YouTube, you will go down a hole of evidence that you have collected. It is like, it's like the moon landing. There is so many conspiracy theories. And part of my tragic heart really wants it to be true.
Me too.
I would love that kind of, you know, forbidden love, like, like tragic thing to be true. Like, They're so cute together.
I'm with you.
I want to say like an unpopular opinion, okay?
She doesn't like Harry.
I love all of his songs, okay? I don't know what it is. Everything about them, right? It's crazy. I don't have one bad song in the list. But I can't stand to look at the guy. Like, when you put him up, I'm like, ugh. Like, I just, there's nothing about him.
I just think that Harry Styles is a little weird looking.
It just, there's nothing about him. Like, that does it for me.
Like, I feel like a creepy old man, though. I'm like, oh, he's so young, I shouldn't be.
He's, like, curved in. Like, he looks, like, sunken in. Like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know. I haven't really looked at
him. What is that?
But his face, though.
I think it's just his posturing.
It's posturing, awful. Posturing.
It's awful.
I mean, I give it to him. Everything he does in his concerts, all that shit. Yeah, he's great. But like, I can't.
I just don't like
that couple. I didn't.
Yeah.
No, she's creepy.
He doesn't.
No. I don't know.
Yeah. But I didn't like the way she left her marriage. And
no.
Stuff she did with Florence Pugh.
Yeah. All right. I want to quickly have a bit of an opinion piece here with this week's review. Okay. Now, I'm not sure if anyone else saw the American Music Awards, but there was a bit of controversy that has been generated in the week of and following the show. Chris Brown is a name that brings up a lot of feelings in a lot of people. Now, Chris alleges, and I think it's more than an allegation, I think it's actually true, he was due to perform a Michael Jackson tribute on the show, which he has rehearsal footage of. There's a multitude of dancers dancing their hearts out with him in a rehearsal space, and then the week of the show, it was pulled with no reasoning behind it, which is fair enough. But then the American Music Awards honored him with Best R&B Artist. My question to you is, we all know his past, and we all know the incidents that led to his cancellation. Is there an expiry date on that?
I was actually surprised that they honored him. I kind of thought that he was done. I thought that the stuff that he was accused of was so heinous that he was completely canceled. But I guess I'm wrong.
But this is the point. Like, you can't, they can't, I don't see the reasoning in canceling a performance and yet still allowing him to be in
the
mix,
let alone
win the award.
But is there an underlying reason why they cancelled the performance? Did it go over? Did it upset someone? Did it? You know, we don't know the behind the scenes.
Let's look at it. Yeah. It's Chris Brown. It's Chris Brown who is not even allegedly who abused Rihanna.
He physically abused. You know, allegedly.
But he was doing a Michael Jackson tribute.
Yeah, it's.
First of all, we don't know why it was canceled. It could easily be something like the Jackson estate wasn't going to give them the rights to perform it. You know, the Jackson estate are pretty tight with those rights. They want monetary recompense.
But I personally don't think there's an expiry on it. And I think that by canceling for whatever reason and then giving him the award, it's a double standard. I feel like they're trying to have their cake. And, yeah, it's the mixed message. It's they're having their cake and they're eating it too. They're like, oh, we don't want anything to do with him, but we're going to give him an award. I feel like it's just really messy, to be honest. I just don't understand it. Don't like the guy, have refused his music since it all came out. Was never really a big fan, always got a creeper vibe from him. But, you know, it is what it is. but I don't think that the award was the correct thing to do.
I agree.
That's just my opinion. But it makes the situation more messy. And, and you know what? It actually gives him more airtime again. Like, I don't think that he deserves the airtime that it gave him. Yeah. And I
All right, can I give you guys a quote?
Please,
sure.
So this is from Rihanna. I thought I hated Chris, and I realized it was love. It was love that was tarnished. It looked like hate because it was ugly, angry, and it was inflamed. It was tainted, and I realized that what it is. I had to forgive him because I cared about him still. And the minute that I let it go, I started living again.
Well, that's a grown-up attitude.
That is a very grown-up attitude for her to have.
But that doesn't mean if society has to forgive him.
Exactly. So if she can forgive him, that doesn't necessarily mean that society has to or doesn't have to, right?
Right.
That she forgave him in the sense that she forgave him and forgot. I think that she forgave him and moved on from that horrific experience. And my other question is, you couldn't pick any fucking buddy else? You couldn't pick anyone else? Like, there's nobody else that's best in R&B? Chris fucking Brown? Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
Like, that there's somebody else in his time that was best and not him.
This is a very weirdly timed moment. Like,
exactly.
Yeah.
What are you trying to prove? Like, what are you doing? Like, who was behind this?
Harvey
fucking Weinstein picking the fucking winner? Like,
right.
I'm confused. Like,
right.
And then Kelly fucking Rowland. Whoa, settle down.
Is the record company buying him this to boost his catalog? What is
right. Yeah, is this a comeback attempt? Like, is it a rebranding moment? Like, is that what they're hoping for?
Yeah. To test to see where we're at. Like, has everybody got
that right? No one likes you still. Go away again.
Yeah, get the fuck out.
I mean, the dude's not suffering. He still has fans. He still sells records. He's still making music. He is still doing shows. I just don't think that he can ever expect to be that global superstar that he was on the verge of being. Do you know what I mean? Everyone thought he was the next Michael Jackson.
At the AMAs, there were people that did not applaud.
Oh, there were boos, like audible boos, which is why Kelly Rowland was like, hey! Yeah. So, yeah.
But why tell everybody to, calm down or settle down, whatever the fuck she said. Like, again, one of those things, like, he's not your brother. He sexually or he abused your sister. Like, come on. Like, you're a woman. You're a fucking woman. But I just, the whole situation is so frustrating. Again, nobody else gets to go up there.
It's not an easy answer. But there was some good stuff at the AMAs. Did you guys see Olivia Newton-John tribute?
It was lovely.
Pink did well. I was like, you sing, girl.
See, you nothing sing. Else is talked about because of this asshole. It's just break the TV.
I think Olivia would have been happy with that one. I thought it was a very nice tribute.
I thought
Pink
did a great job with that song.
I will admit to tearing up. I thought
there was, look, it was a very nice moment. It was something that I think, she deserved. And, R.I.P. OMJ. How it is. But there's another weird and wonderful moment in this week's What the Fuck as well.
What the...
Now, this is opinion-based as well. this story has I found from another page, but it has been generating a lot of conversation, and they've all been about dating lately. I think we're all a bit it's coming up to Christmas and New Year. Everyone's like, oh, I need a date. I need someone.
I'm desperate.
I'll let you out to everyone. It's fine.
Smelling the holidays, man. But there is a young lady who went on a date and was very attracted initially to the man that she went on this date with until it came time to order a beverage with dinner. And he chose a glass of milk. Aww. Now, how do we feel about that?
I hate milk. I've hated it since I was a child. But it really wouldn't be a deal breaker for me.
I'm a
on a date. Unless
I'm a big
crank
out by it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's what people have been saying. For some reason, it gives them the ick. It gives a little bit of a, ooh.
Yeah.
Well,
if I were in a relationship with a guy who drank milk with dinner, would you be icked about it?
Yeah, but this is a first date. This is the first,
I don't think it would. It's not a deal breaker for me.
I've seen husband have a glass of milk, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, you know, like, because my
right.
I'm like, my kids.
You can come to my house and drink milk, Chris.
They have milk before they get to bed. Oh. But I'm just like,
she's offering up milkshake.
And I'll be like, are you fucking right, mate? Like,
it's just. Okay. Go for it, Christina.
I'm going to play devil's advocate. Creature of habit, for how long? This guy has probably been in his house having milk with his dinner for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
And he finally gets a date and he's like, milk. And he probably fucked up and was like, shit, I meant soda. Like, you know, like, can you imagine? Like, the poor guy. Like, but I mean, it's totally creepy. I'd be like, it's not something
that you order in public. I'm sorry. Yeah. As someone who used to work, Brooke, you've worked in hospitality. When people used to go, oh, can I have a glass of milk? I'd be like, the fuck?
I've never got asked for one, ever.
I used to all the time. I worked at a steakhouse and people want milk.
Oh, my God. Steak?
Ooh. Milk and steak.
I worked at a Pizza Hut and never, not once have I been asked for milk. I worked at a Famous Dave's barbecue place. No, it's weird.
Like, it wouldn't be a total deal breaker to me, but I would be sitting across the channel and I would be like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Is it fucking all right? So it's kind of like a bit.
I would be like, are you fucking with me? Are you trying to get a reaction? Like, why? Why for? Explain your choice.
Because it's kind of like a mix, right? It's a kind of like a mix of, like, we know, like, the stereotype serial killer, like, sitting there drinking liters of milk and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But, like, it also suggests a little bit of immaturity. Like, having a glass of milk with you. But that's what we're culturally programmed to believe, right?
We are. But, I mean, dairy farmers, my cousins who raise cows drink milk all the time. I mean, they have milk in their house all the time.
And that's what one of the people that commented like, it really depends. What were they eating for dinner? Were they eating curry? Were they like, right? Yeah. Sometimes if like, was it something spicy and they wanted milk? I'm like,
did he ask for it to be warmed up? Like, what was it? I know. I want to be there.
You want her to feed it to him? Like,
did he ask for whole milk?
What is his relationship with his mother?
That's the one we need to know.
His mom was at the table behind them, and the bitch didn't even know it, I'm sure.
She's like, don't forget
your
milk.
You better be ordering milk.
I don't like her anyway.
Yeah.
I can see my future now with my son. I can see the future,
and it's the future is equal parts troubling and awesome. Troubling because President Yang 2024. Let's see how that shakes down. Oh. But awesome because we have the first screenshot from Scream 6.
Yeah!
With the return of Hayden Panettiere. So we believe the trailer is dropping soon, apparently. So there's equal parts horror and horror. Just in different things, you know, coming up. We got lots to talk about. Always, so thank you for joining us on Turkey Day, Vera and Christina. Thank you for joining us on Friday, Brooke. We'll be back next week. As I said, we're going to share some of our favorite JDF memories. So if you are a Power Rangers fan, make sure you stay tuned to Uncensored Radio so we can celebrate the life and legend of JDF. Until next week, we will stay uncensored and make sure you join us and join the conversation. Bye, y'all. Bye. Okay, before we go, here's my ick. Here's the ick about it, right? If it was strawberry milk, he would have been shot at the table because I cannot hack. And Brooke, you can tell me, you can relate. The amount of people that wander around in Australia on the hottest days drinking fucking milk. Oh, that's all. Have a good week.